This is the first time that we've exceeded the safe threshold for human consumption.
Troubling data leads to temporary restrictions on locally harvested commercial crab. And you'll never guess what Skagway's outdoors man of steel runs on. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more after this. A hillside forest fire near 7 Mile on the Haines Highway still had firefighters occupied Wednesday afternoon.
They pretty much have it under control, and now we need to go in with emergency firefighters on the ground and put it out.
Haines' Roy Josephson, Northern Southeast Area Forester, on Wednesday afternoon was working with local red card holding firefighters to get them geared up and on the scene, where forestry professionals were already working.
Greg Palmieri's up there right now, and he's starting to do that, and I'm getting some other firefighters to go up and assist him. Two firefighters from Skagway coming over, and I got a few from here that are going to be going up. And we have some assistance coming down from McGrath, I guess. They haven't had much of a fire season out there, so those guys are anxious, I guess.
Those McGrath firefighters arrive Wednesday night to help on the fire that's burning near a lookout point at about 800 feet on the popular 7 Mile Saddle hiking trail off the Haines Highway. Firefighters have no indication yet as to what caused the fire, but a professional investigator is joining the team to help determine the source.
It's right on the trail, and so a lot of people go through there, and it's kind of one of the first sites where you kind of get a good view of the valley, and it's a nice spot to sit. So I don't know if somebody had a little campfire of some type or quite what started it.
Observers first reported the smoke and fire about 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 26th.
And we went out and went up with 7 emergency firefighters, and we found a fire that was it's between a half an acre to an acre in size.
They found 1 to 3 foot flames around the edge of the burning area on a 70% slope, burning actively in a group of hardwood pines.
It was more than we could do last night, so we came down and we called Tempsco. We got them to come over this morning at 6 with a bucket, and they've been dropping water on it all this morning, and they've pretty much stopped the spread of the fire.
The area is also near homes, but Josephson says the residential areas are far enough away from the affected spot and are considered safe.
Most of the residences along the highway are 300 foot and below in elevation. This fire's up at 800 feet, and so, you know, I don't see any real danger to those houses, but it's extremely dry in the woods right now, and so, you know, that's the reason we want to put it out so it doesn't creep around and cause further problems.
The especially dry summer has contributed to the active fire season up until now. This is the 9th wildland fire emergency firefighters have assembled for. Skagway's had 3. Haines has had 5 so far this season.
It's extremely dry, and, you know, people need to be very careful with campfires. And actually, I would recommend not having campfires right now until we get some significant rain to, you know, make the woods more safe.
The Division of Forestry says any reports of suspected wildfires or grass fires can go through police dispatch, which will assemble the trained emergency responders.
Anytime you see a smoke that looks out of place, you know, the sooner we find out about a fire, generally the smaller it is, and the quicker we can attack it, the easier it is to put out and to deal with. You know, if this kept going, it would get quite large, and then it takes, you know, lots of helicopter time and people to put it out.
Anyone interested in learning more about how to become certified to help fight future wildland fires can contact the local forestry office at 766-2120. The Haines Borough is postponing a decision on whether or not to allow all-terrain vehicles on borough roads. At Tuesday night's regular assembly meeting, several members of the public spoke in support of the proposed ordinance during public comment. However, the chief of police has raised safety concerns associated with that possible allowance. The borough is gathering more information and considering the wording of the law and will address it in the September 13th regular meeting. The assembly also postponed the vote on whether or not to renew Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures or SEBA's commercial tour heli-skiing permit they need to operate in 2012. The municipality is tabling to address an oversight the borough made in paperwork, making sure they have feedback from all borough officers before the decision can come before the assembly. That vote is planned for the August 9th meeting. Test results showing high levels of paralytic shellfish poisoning in crab guts has led the state to setting temporary restrictions on the commercial crab fishery in the Northern Lynn Canal.
Out of the 8 samples analyzed, 3 exceed the 70 unit per milligram threshold for PSP.
Robert Presley is the Department of Environmental Conservation's Seafood Program Manager. He recently received the abnormal results on samples taken from the Northern Lynn Canal.
That is the threshold, the longstanding threshold that's been established for PSP toxins to actually make people sick or worse.
DEC has monitored commercial fisheries and been conducting annual tests in the area since 1995 to ensure commercially harvested and sold product is safe for human consumption. They've been working their way through areas 1 through 6, which run from Ketchikan north to Skagway, testing crab as usual in those various areas in the region. The latest results from the district farthest north in the panhandle were a first for Presley and his colleagues.
This is the first year from area 1 through 6 that we've had positive results. We have been seeing increasing small amounts in the PSP toxin showing up in the crab tested this year versus last year, and last year versus previous years, but this is the first time that we've exceeded the safe threshold for human consumption.
It's also the first time DEC can remember placing a restriction on how crabbers and processors in Southeast Alaska handle their Dungeness crab.
The notice that went out today to the industry in general and to the specific processors in the area, basically the restriction requires evisceration and removal of the viscera, which is the area of the crab where PSP toxins accumulate. So no processing of whole uneviscerated crab until further notice is allowed in the commercial segment.
Results from the rest of Southeast were not of concern to the department, but crab from the Northern Lynn Canal might go to any of 10 different processors in Juneau, Haines, and Petersburg. Those processors have been informed of the restrictions and are cooperating. PSP levels can change with the tide, water temperature, and from day to day. DEC is conducting further studies on crab viscera in the Chilkat Peninsula area, but in the meantime, considers commercially available crab meat safe to eat because of the new restrictions.
In this case, with a positive result, our standard protocol would call for retesting, and that's our plan. And we'll see how soon or how quickly the neurotoxins flush out down to below safe levels.
The samples were collected in the Northern Lynn Canal and, for DEC, represent crab harvested from Seduction Point North, including Chilkat Inlet, Chilkoot Inlet, and Lutak Inlet. Presley says the department has seen elevated levels of PSP in the recent past, but not at harmful levels until now. Similarly, a separate group of scientists is conducting a study on crab viscera and mussels from the region that have so far shown dangerous levels of PSP in those seafoods, sometimes collected by personal harvesters. DEC does not regulate seafood collected recreationally. Dangerous PSP levels have not been shown to be in crab meat, only guts, also known as crab butter, and the poison cannot be treated through cooking or freezing. DEC says the new restrictions require crabbers to deliver the live crab to licensed processors where they eviscerate and cook the crab sections.
Anytime there is a upset condition to commercial harvest, it has potential to be a threat. Our biggest threat, however, comes from uneducated buyer. So the biggest challenge to the commercial industry as well as regulatory is to accurately and responsibly educate the buyer on the fact that eviscerated commercial product is safe, and if proper testing is done, which results in negative toxin levels, then whole cooked commercial can also be safe.
The State Department of Health and Social Services always advises recreational harvesters of crab to clean the guts from their Dungeness before cooking and eating them. You have all summer to check off all 12 outdoor trails in Duff's Trail Challenge in Skagway, but Ben Seal has only 2.5 days. This weekend, SEAL's attempting to complete all 85 miles of trails in just one weekend, starting Friday after work with AB Mountain and Smuggler's Cove.
Because he's an animal like that.
Kristen Wagner is the manager of sponsor Duff's Backcountry Outfitters in Skagway.
And then on Saturday, he's going to go do Lawton and Denver Glacier and come back on the train, I think the 22, and just immediately start the whole Lower Lake system, which up there he's going to have, let's see, Lower Lake, then Upper Dewey Lake, Devil's Punch Bowl, and then he'll come back down and run Sturgill's Landing, then Icy Lake and Upper Reed Falls. And depending on how he feels, he may go do Lost Lake after that, which is out in Dyea, but if not, then he'll wait for Sunday, which is the Chilkoot. He's going to do it backwards and then finish with Lost Lake.
SEAL is a Skagway summer local and family man who's competed in marathons and ultras, including the Boston Marathon and the Extreme Trail Series in Moab. His friends call him a go-getter and say he thrives on this stuff. He came to Duff's with the idea and the outfitters helping him by providing gear and support and filming it all.
I think he'll be finishing anywhere from 2 to 5 p.m. and then right after that we're having a party. According to Ben, he says the only combination of food that really does it is chili cheeseburgers and chocolate milk. So we're having a barbecue, and that's what we're eating.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.